Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning to those of you who are here on the West Coast. This is Kevin Nations, and it is awesome having you guys on board for the first call of the One Man Millions Project, and I am so glad that you guys are here today. And I just want to take some time and welcome you. We'll have fun on today's call. Everything is going to be amazing. And awesome. And as we get onto the call, let's just check and see if my good buddy Frank Kern is here.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Because we're in the office out here in La Jolla, and Frank is beginning his training ritual for you guys. And so, just share with you guys how glad it is that you guys are here. First of all, Frank, I think we should acknowledge some people. Several of you guys have been really active in the forum and sharing some of your success, and I just want to acknowledge some of you guys. And before we get into today's training, and just acknowledge the success that you guys have taken using the core materials that we gave for you. Some of this is some of our best stuff, and some of you took it to heart and actually got into the member site, which is at the number one manmillions.com/members. If you've been active in that site, awesome. If you've not and you're having any issues, then get in touch with Rachel. She'll help you out with that. But, Frank, you want to take to acknowledging some of these awesome people?
Well, first of all, man, I hope I get your name right. It's spelled phonetically, I'll try it out, Naranjan. Naranjan? Maybe so.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounded great. He was the first person to post in the forum. And that's we appreciate that, because that got the ball rolling, which was awesome. So thank you for that. My main man, Andy Hussong, is part of our class. So that's awesome. Good to have Andy in here. John Reese's former affiliate manager, now JV consultant to the stars, the actual stars and entire galaxies at times. My other main man, Brian Keith Boyles, is here, one of the best copywriters ever, in my opinion. Unbelievable,
you know,
copywriter.
I saw his name come across, and I actually bought, I think it was Advertising Magic. I think it was like 106 years ago, and I think that was the name of it. And still have it. Wonderful cassette series, for those of you who are wondering what to play in your cassette players. That was a wonderful program on copywriting. And so, Brian, it's just an honor to have you here. Who else we acknowledging here today, Frank? How about Trace Trujano, who's already knocked out at least $30,000 in sales using the Rapid system? Of course, we could be way more impressive and say that he had made $600,000, but that would be Philippine money, and so it would make for a great testimonial. But if we want to convert it, it's still awesome. He's done at least $30,000 at the last update, just using what he picked up just from some of the preliminary materials that we had there. So kudos to you.
My man. And then also, Kurt Ostergaard. Now, I don't think he got specific. He just said that he's done made him some money using the Rapid method already. But I did not see how much of the money he made. So let's just say he made $600,000 American dollars. That might not be true, but if we keep a straight enough face, then maybe it'll be believable. But he did say he made some money, but we didn't have a specific amount. So, Kurt, if you could, not that it's any of our business, mind you, but if you could, give us a little more update on that success story. That would be cool. Everyone, I don't know about y'all, but I sure do, at least, really like to read success stories when I'm working on a new project, because I like to come up with all kinds of reasons why I'm going to screw it up. And listening to other people's success stories helps me overcome some of my own internal hallucinatory bullshit that I like to put in my own way sometimes. So who else we got? That's about it. I'm sure we've
there's several others. If you guys would take to introducing yourself and start putting some of your success stories in the forum. The forum is right there on the members page. For those of you who've not been into it yet, it looks like maybe about 15 or 20 of you have gotten active in that intros area. I think as of this morning, about 20 to be exact. And we'd love to get that activity going on in the forum. We do have live calls on Tuesdays, which we'll be following up this training call with an interactive call where we just take all of your questions and make sure that you're applying stuff really, really cool. And talk to you a little bit more about that as we close the call out today. But it's really helpful to watch that forum activity step up and make some things happen. So you can post anything, that any successes you've had, anything that you've any experiences you've had from you know, reading the material and putting that into place. It's really, really awesome to see you guys taking action and making stuff happen. That's really really cool.
Mm-hmm. And this goes to show that there ain't nothing to it but to do it. So I love it when people take imperfect action, when they just say, oh, to hell with it, I'll just try it and see what happens. Sometimes they end up like old Trace and Kurt, making them a couple shekels in advance, making money before they even got started. Awesome. Very well done, gentlemen. Okay, so you want to officially get started?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, my name, everyone, is Dr. Frank Kern, attorney at law, chief engineer with NASA. And we have on the telephone with us the lovely and talented, as yet untitled, Kevin Nations. He's untitled like a brand new car. He is, in fact, in what you would call mint condition. Kevin Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, and on behalf of both Kevin and myself, we'd like to thank you very much for investing in yourselves through this program. It means a lot to us. Obviously, this is how we make our living in many regards, teaching this sort of stuff. So thank you for that. You have made an excellent decision in doing this. This stuff that we're going to teach you works unbelievably well. You probably, since most of y'all are on my list, you probably noticed that I don't have any products for sale, haven't done a launch since List Control, which was God knows when, March or February or something. I should know this about my own business, but I don't. And really, it's kind of disappeared from the scene. The reason why is because of this, the discovery of what we're going to teach you has made it unnecessary and actually unprofitable for me to engage in the activities that I used to engage in, even though they made me multiple millions of dollars. So the bottom line is this stuff works really, really well. This class has been kept deliberately small, so when we have Q&A sessions, everyone can ask as many questions as they want. There's no real risk of running out of time or anything because we don't have that many people in here, so that's good. We did that on purpose. We have taught one round of classes already. We taught it as a live event, and we just wrapped that event up. Was that 2 weeks ago, Kevin, or 3 weeks? I get my time distorted a little bit here. Do you remember how long ago that was we taught this thing?
It was the 22nd through the 24th of October, whenever that was.
I reckon that's 2 weeks.
A couple of weekends ago, yep.
And we've already got people having success stories from that, just two short weeks after learning the model. So it's going really, really well. It's not just working for us. It's working for the folks we've shared it with. And if you do it, we believe it will work for you as well. This is a very, very simple and very elegant business, and I'll tell you later how I tried my hardest to make it more difficult than it is, and I tried my hardest to break it and was unsuccessful. So I did that for everybody. But anyway, bottom line is thank you for being here. We are going to over-deliver on this. You will get results if you follow the plan that we'll lay out for you. I promise you. You're going to love it.
Yeah, one of the things to know, though, is that you are going to experience resistance. I think that's one of the biggest things that as people start really growing, if you're naive about, it can surprise you. And it's almost like the high school football player that then goes off to, you know, a Division I college and realizes that while his level of play is the same as it used to be, the level of play around them has risen, and so it's not that special anymore. This isn't to say you guys aren't special. You're incredibly special. But as you keep up-leveling your life, you are going to experience resistance, and that resistance isn't there to crush you. It's there just to allow you to have a chance to prove that you can play at each successive level. So I share this a lot because I've run masterminds for a while, and I've watched people grow their incomes by, you know, 5 times, 10 times. And as that happens, you know, there's some who just push through it and some who experience resistance and say, you know, this is different than I thought. This is there's things that are happening that are some levels of resistance. I didn't expect to run into any roadblocks. And this is an incredibly simple program, not that many moving parts, and we'll lay all of those out for you today. But I want you to prepare yourself right now to experience resistance. And when you experience it, just kind of laugh at it and say, you know what, I was ready for you. I've been ready for you. And now here you are. Thanks for showing up, proving what Kevin and Frank said, proving what I already knew. And I'm going to push through because I know that when I push through this, that all it's going to mean when you come along is you're giving me a chance to prove myself at a higher level. And the level of excellence that we show up with, and I know this might sound a little airy-fairy, but it's important to have a good mindset rolling into this. The level of excellence that we experience in life is probably less a function of what we know and more a factor of whatever level bullshit we allow to overcome us. And I don't say that just as somebody who, is always overcoming. As a matter of fact, this project has exposed some of my own decisions and some of my own choices to try to stay small. When we first started this project, I showed it to Frank, and you guys read the letter because that's how you're here. And, you know, I showed and said, hey, I'm doing all this on my own, just kind of kicking around the house, doing really well. And, he said, well, let's send a few leads to it. Let's just do a mailing and see if we could teach a training. This didn't really start as something we were attempting to grow into a business. It started as a single training. And the success was so great that we've just continued it, expanded it, and rolled it out and realized that there's a huge need for it. And this is actually a better training than Frank or I, either one of us, could have given a few months ago, because we're just that much more pushing through some of our own resistance. But mine was about 2 or 3 weeks into some of this work. Frank and I had been doing some calls. It was great. He was sending a bunch of leads over. We were doing some calls. We'd made about $216,000 in a couple of weeks. And, you know, that was all really good. And Frank says, well, I got these two guys. Let's just have them sell it for us. And I said, what most people will say, what you guys will experience on your calls. I didn't say no. I just said, well, let's just wait a little while. And he said, no, why don't you talk to them tomorrow and let's have them start on Monday. And so we gave them the very minimal training. I let them listen to a couple of calls, just the recordings, not even as much detail as you guys have had will get here, and just a call about the Rapid system, and then I did about an hour-long call with them, just answering just a couple of questions and more, just talking them through some of the logistics and how we were going to send the leads to them, how they're going to set up the calls. And they went out and actually exceeded the close rate that Frank and I had beginning, and so now we had something that was scalable. Well, I'd resisted this for 2 or 3 years, putting people on, because I always wanted it to be special and have me doing the call. So, by pushing through that level, now we have a business that's infinitely scalable. We're looking right now. Our vision is we started teaching $100,000 a month. Now our vision is $1 million a month for this business, and being able to demonstrate how you're doing it. So with you guys' permission, we're going to add to this training not only what we promised you, but some of the things we've been growing into. And, you know, things we've learned that you can scale it even higher with the same simple models that we've done before. So hopefully that's okay with you guys, to teach you not only what we promised, but teach you even more that we've learned since we have communicated with you about the training.
Mm-hmm. Reckon that sounds pretty good. Now, let me tell you all how this thing evolved and how I tried to screw it up. And hopefully, in hearing the story, you'll save yourself the trouble of trying to make it harder than it is, like I did, and just go ahead and get started, like some people already have. Like Kurt and Trace, for example, who have already done really well. So here's the backstory on how you guys really came to be here. In, I think it was July, my memory is shot, it was July or August, I was teaching an event with Brendan Burchard, and it was essentially my farewell event, really, because I don't plan to do anymore, kind of out of the internet marketing circuit, as you probably noticed. And it was a $10,000 per person event, and Kevin was there. And I didn't really know Kevin well. We'd met a couple times. And at the end of a training that I had just given on marketing and lead generation, Kevin comes up to me and he says, "Man, I don't do any of that stuff at all." And I was relieved, really, because that meant that he could go out and he could do it and make more money, and therefore I was able to deliver value in my presentation, and it was awesome. But I was also mystified. I was like, well, how in the world can anybody make a living not doing this stuff? You know, because obviously I'm a marketing guy, to me, and marketing is everything. It's like my religion, almost. So I get kind of inquisitive. I'm like, well, man, how's your business doing, you know, if you're not doing any marketing? And he said, well, it's doing pretty good. I did a little over $2 million last year in growth, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that's pretty impressive. But, you know, I immediately got kind of defensive in my ego, and I was like, well, I've got to find something to, you know, make this not right here. So I said, well, how much did you net? And he goes, well, I got to keep most of it, a little under two there, I got to keep for myself. And that was when I first became intensely interested in this business model, because I did, in my business last year, over $7 million in product sales and consulting delivery and, you know, private client stuff and royalties and all that crap. And at the end of the day, I kept just under two from my net. So Kevin and I netted about the same, but I worked like a psychopath last year, did several major launches, created all kinds of videos, created a bunch of products, had my mug seen by God knows how many people on the internet through all those videos I had to make, and worked like crazy, and netted pretty much the same amount as him, whereas he got to stay at home, not do any of that crap, and, you know, live the same lifestyle that I did. So I was like, all right, it's possible and likely that I have a tremendous amount to learn. So I kind of filed it as interesting and needs to be investigated later and went about my merry way. But before I did, he kind of gave me a little overview of the model, which was essentially find something that's a high-ticket information product to sell and then sell it by having people request strategy sessions and then giving those strategy sessions and asking for the order on there. So I was like, okay, you know, it's pretty good. And I said, man, what's your conversion rate like on this? And he said, well, it's about one in three people say yes. So I was like, okay, you know, it's probably he's got like a magic power that I would never have, and that's why he's getting that kind of conversion rate. You know, I was like, it just can't be. To me, it seemed too good to be true, you know. So I go about my merry way, and I enter a period of temporary insanity where I decide for about a period of 2 weeks that I wanted to become a speaker and sell stuff from the stage. Now, if any of y'all have ever seen me live, you'll know I'm the worst salesperson from the stage ever, which is why I never really sell anything from the stage. I'm so bad at it, it's embarrassing, so I don't even try. Like, really, it's embarrassing to me to see, like, four people buy, you know, in a room of 500. I'm just no good at it. So I decide to go get some training from a local lady named Lisa Sasevich. And Lisa's given me this training on how to sell stuff from the stage. It's very good. I spent about $13,000, I think, for a four-hour consulting period with her, and she walked me through the process. It was great. And for some weird reason, I said, you know, have you heard about this guy, Kevin Nation? He says he's getting this incredible conversion rate selling really expensive stuff, and I'm wondering if you know him. And she goes, yeah, not only do I know him, I've studied under him, and I get around one in four conversion rate, and I believe her product was a $10,000 thing that she was selling. So I became reinterested in this, and I was like, okay, maybe I should investigate this further. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, but I still wanted to find something wrong with this, because hopefully everyone else does this, and I'm not alone in my weirdness, but I'm always very skeptical of everything, and I was like, you know, surely it's not going to work for me, and it won't work for anybody else. It worked for Kevin because he has magic powers. It works for Lisa because she has magic powers, and they're both selling stuff about making more money. So that's the only way it works, that you have to have magic powers and you have to be selling stuff about making money. So then Kevin comes out to La Jolla. We start talking about stuff, and I started asking him, kind of grilling him, really, about this. And you ended up telling me the story, Kevin, about the lady who was selling relationship advice. And that's what really kind of hooked me on this. You want to talk about her for a second?
Well, actually, I think that, you know, the thing that was most notable, her name is actually Suzanne Jorgensen. There's no, you know, mysteries here. She's an alumni. And she, what was so notable was that it just happened that week. But these come in probably every week or two. Somebody, you know, has a real breakthrough. And at that time, she was currently enrolled in a class. She's in the UK, I believe. She's in Europe somewhere. I believe it's the UK. And Suzanne had taken and put some of this into practice and created her offer, learned a system that you guys are going to be learning about creating your offer in the next couple of weeks, learned a system about the conversions. And she had given a testimonial where she had conducted three calls and nobody had converted. And she had never sold really big ticket stuff before. And then her next two calls converted, and she'd given me the numbers in British pounds, but I think it was around 9,000 British pounds, which was close to 15 grand, that she had done in her fourth and fifth call. Collectively, she had sold and collected about $15,000. And what she sells is to people who are looking to, you know, have more effective dating. She sells dating advice or relationship advice. I don't always get into all the nuances of, you know, exactly what people offer, because I'm really interested in the offer itself. But her offer is that people will, you know, have more success and actually be pursuing the right type of partner, et cetera, in their dating. And she sold that for, you know, two sales. I think there were different prices. I think one was about $4,000 US, and one was about, or $5,000, and one was about $10,000 US.
Unbelievable. So that kind of got me. I was like, okay. And then really what it did is it sort of served the function of shooting holes in my it can't be done theory. So I said, okay, I'm going to try it. You know, and I said, hey, man, why don't we try to use this model to sell a class where we combine our stuff? Because Kevin's biggest challenge in his business was lead generation, and it really wasn't that big of a challenge, because hell, you're making
well. Hence the reason that I came to the program with you and Brendan. I know you tell the story really romantically and like have this romanticized version of it, but the real reason I came up and shared with you, I didn't do any lead gen, wasn't to brag about that fact, but I had started being challenged because although I was making, you know, what you and even I am just grateful for the revenue that I was bringing in. I hadn't had a strategic breakthrough in about 2 or 3 years. I'd just kind of grown, you know, by adding just a little bit, you know, adding a little here, a little there, but I hadn't had a huge strategic breakthrough. And so I was ready to really pour lead gen in it and confront myself, which is what I recommend all you guys do. So that hence why I was there. I needed to really turn the lead gen engine on and confront what I was doing and see if we could take it to another level completely, which we've proven to now be able to do.
Mm-hmm. So we determined that if you take my lead generation methods and combine it with Kevin's closing and high ticket, specifically high ticket selling method, then you would have the ultimate system for generating revenue for people like all of us on the call. I don't know if this would really be effective for someone who sold light bulbs, but for people who sell transformational advice, it has proven to be really the most effective and lucrative model that we have ever seen, at least. So here's what happened after that. I decided to bite the bullet. So I sent out a letter. It was exactly like the letter that you received, which brought you into this class. And I sent it out to a very small group of test subjects, really. And we generated the strategy sessions. And Kevin kind of like made me do some on my own. I was going to try to get out of it. I was like, well, you know, I'll generate the leads. You do the strategy sessions, and we'll sell this thing. And it turns out that the letter that you guys got was the highest converting letter I've ever written. It converted at 16.2%. and was unbelievable. So we had more strategy sessions than he could do by himself. So he kind of like threw me into doing the strategy sessions. He goes, you're going to have to do a couple of these because I can't do them all. And I was like, okay, what's said in the letter? I do some anyway, so I might as well be telling the truth on that thing. And he goes, no, you're not going to do some. You got to do a lot, like every day for a week, or else we're not going to be able to fulfill on all of it. So I did it. And what I found was after studying Kevin's Rapid Method, the same method that's in your membership site, the same method that Kurt Ostergaard has studied to make money, and the same method that Trace has used now to bring in $30,000, I studied that as well. And I was terrified because what you might not know about me, unless you know me personally, is I have horrible social anxiety. I mean, just absolutely awful. And one of the things that makes me the most anxious is to actually speak to someone on the telephone when I want to sell them something. And it probably comes from my past, because one of my first jobs was that of a telemarketer, where not only was I nervous because I was in a new environment, you know, had a job and all this kind of stuff, and as you know, I'm not the type of person to really do well in having a job, but I was also constantly rejected to the tune of hundreds of times a day in that job, brutally rejected at that. I was selling something called Big Bird Beep Books. Try to say that a couple hundred times a day when someone's mad at you for calling them in the first place, and you'll get weirded out too. So I was like, man, okay, shit, you know, I've got to do some of these strategy sessions. Let's see if this stuff works. And damn if it didn't work. And, you know, Kevin told me he was getting a 33% conversion rate, and I ended up getting the same conversion rate. So I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. I'm getting the same conversion rate. But then that voice came back. And the voice was like, well, the only reason you're getting that same conversion rate is because these people know you and they like you and they already trust you and it's you. So obviously you're going to sell a lot because, you know, you've become through, by having them as your customers, you become in a sense good friends with them. So I was like, okay. So I wanted to see if I could break it, right? So I was like, well, let's see what happens if we get someone else to do the strategy session. So we had more strategy session requests than we could fulfill, so I sent an email to the people that had requested them that we just couldn't do them. We said, I'm so sorry, we can't do them all, but I have someone in my office that's happy to help you if that's okay with you. And so they said yes, and that's when we first started outsourcing the strategy session. And the damnedest thing, those guys had better conversion than Kevin and I. So I was like, okay, well, that sort of proves that I can't break it with it not being me. So then I figured, well, maybe the only reason it's working for them is because it's my list and they really like me, and maybe that's it. So then we went and we got some partners, and we had them send us leads to sell their stuff via strategy sessions with our guys selling it. So it wasn't my list, and it wasn't me or Kevin doing the strategy sessions. And damn if the conversion rates fell a little bit, but it's fell down to about 1 in 4 instead of 1 in 3. Same price point, same everything. So I could not break the model, and that is what led me to become almost like obsessive compulsive and trying to figure out why this was working so well. And I did figure out why this is working so well, and I'm going to share it with you right now, and I'm going to share it with you with the statement that this will work for anyone. That's my belief. This will work for anyone and everyone as long as they have these four pillars in place that I'm going to teach you right now. So this is the get pencil and paper out and start writing stuff down part of our discussion. So here are the four pillars you have to have in order for this business to work. If you don't have any of these, it's not going to work. There are no shortcuts here. Fortunately, this is all very easy. The first thing you have to have is you have to be offering something of massive transformational value to the end user. And what that means is, obviously, we're selling information, right? So if your customer actually does everything that you tell them to do, the results they get have to be of massive transformational value to them. For example, I met with someone in Scottsdale, Arizona, after speaking at an event, and his business was teaching people and assisting them in addiction recovery in group format over the telephone. That is of massive transformational value, right? Because if the guy's a crackhead and you can you can get him to not be a crackhead anymore, it's a really, really big deal, right? That's massive transformational value. Another example is if you're working with small businesses, let's say you're working with dentists, and you can get them a lot more business to the tune of 10 new patients a month. Well, if the average patient is worth $5,000 a year, then that's massive transformational value, right? Because 10 new patients a month increases their bottom line by $50,000 per year for every month that they keep getting those new patients, right? So that is massive transformational value. An example of what would not be massive transformational value is how to change a light bulb or something, okay? Or how to play chess. Actually, that might be, if someone's a competitive chess player, it still might be massive transformational value. I used to say that dog training was not something of massive transformational value, but damn if Kevin doesn't have a graduate who actually sells dog training using this model for what was the price point, Kevin, that they're getting?
I'm actually not sure, but it's in the thousands.
So if it's just, even if it's 2,000, it still amazes me that someone would pay that, but they do, right? So you get the point. So that's step one. You have to deliver something of massive transformational value to the customer. And that doesn't mean you have to do a lot of dog and pony show smoke and mirror stuff. It means that if they follow your advice, the results they get, the outcome they get is very significant to them. That's step one, right? So step two is your market selection. You have to do very meticulous and perfect selection of the market. And what I'm going to teach you right now is completely opposite from market selection strategies you may have learned from me or someone like me in the past. Now, obviously, the market selection models that I've used in the past have worked unbelievably well for me and have made me very wealthy, and I learned them from people who came before me, like Dan Kennedy and Gary Albert, and it made them a lot of money. So the old way is certainly not broken, but the new way is significantly more effective as it relates specifically and directly to the business model that we're going to be working together on. So here's the old way. The old way was basically go find an irrationally passionate market, find out what they want more than anything in the world, and then give it to them, right? And the formula essentially was, they had to be irrationally passionate, great in number, and easily reached. And that was pretty much it. If you could find someone like that and then find out what they wanted really badly, then you could have a pretty good information marketing business because you just go to those people and say, here's the stuff, right? And that still works. It works beautifully. It's a little bit harder to use that market selection model if you're wanting to sell something that's very expensive, like you're going to learn how to do. So the new model is entirely different. What we do first is we identify what you have of massive transformational value, specifically the result that you can provide, the result you can deliver. So once we have that, then we go hunting for the perfect market, and we filter the perfect market against four criteria that I'm going to give you. And if they meet all four of these criteria, then they are the perfect market. So piece of criteria number one, you can have pieces of criteria, is that they must be able to immediately recognize the massive transformational value of what you have to offer. In other words, they need to automatically be able to look at this and say, holy crap, this is for me. I really need this. So if we go back to the addiction example where I met with the person who basically sells people on how to stop being a crackhead or whatever, Lindsay Lohan would not recognize the massive transformational value of that before being arrested and appearing in court multiple times. After being arrested and appearing in court multiple times, she's way more likely to recognize that, right? Another thing would be, another example would be, I'll tell you one, actually, from my own past business experience. So I had a company for a while. I started one over the summer where we sold done-for-you websites and PPC management to small businesses. And the first market that we went after was the plumber market. So I bought a list of 36,000-some-odd plumbers, and I had 20 people working in an office cold-calling these plumbers trying to sell them our stuff. And the results were okay. It wasn't really as nearly.
Guys, that might be the benefit of old AT&T, and I'm sure that Frank's going to be dialing back in there. I don't think that the story ends with results being okay and really, really not wanting to drop the flow of this. I can assure you that though Frank's going to be dialing back in just a second because I definitely want to have him continue this story about what he was doing with the plumbers. But I did want to let you know that we're still here, and he should be back on just thanks to the amazing, amazing benefits of AT&T to bringing people online. Want to give tons and tons of kudos because any of you guys who know my history know that I'm just such a wonderful fan of AT&T as a company. Want to give them thanks to them for providing the smooth transport for today's call. And I think Frank's back.
I am sorry about that.
Quick commercial break. So we dropped off. You said you were talking about that the plumbers that you had gone out to, and that's where you left us, brother.
All right. So the machine was broken with the plumber stuff, and I was like, "What in the hell?" You know, all my spreadsheet planning, all my pencil to paper on the legal pad pointed to this being a no-brainer, huge success. But we're just not closing the amount of plumbers that we should be. Something ain't right. So after, like, calling 35,927 of them, I got the bright idea to start asking our salespeople to find out from the plumbers themselves how much a new customer was worth to them. So they did. And here's what we found. In the plumbers' own words, they said that a new customer was worth about $500. So I was like, okay. Now, our pitch was essentially that through basic internet marketing, on average, we should be able to bring them around 10 new customers a month. And that was essentially the pitch. We didn't want to hype it up or anything because, on average, we could probably bring them about 10 new customers a month. We built them a nice little direct response website. We advertised for them in Google. We handled all that kind of stuff for them. And conservatively, about 10 new customers a month. So that was the pitch, right? So when the plumber did what anyone's prospect would do, which was to reverse engineer everything. The plumber did this in his head. He's like, okay, well, my customer's worth about $500. So 10 customers a month is about $5,000 a month. To earn that $5,000 a month, I have to quite literally wade through shit and fix toilets and stuff. And then I've got to pay my overhead and my staff and for my trucks and all that stuff. And probably at the end of the day, after all of the dust settles, that's going to make me around $2,000 of extra profit. And that wasn't very exciting to him at all, was it, really? I mean, sure, $2,000 is still $2,000, but it's not something where he would immediately recognize that as being a massive transformational value, because to him, it was not a massive transformational value. Now, once I had that discovery, we switched markets, and we switched from plumbers to chiropractors, and we started out asking the chiropractors how much a new patient was worth to them, and they said annually a new patient was worth anywhere between $6,000 to $30,000 a year. So on the low side, remember, we didn't change our stuff, right? We still same 10 new patients a month, just like we get plumbers 10 new customers, we get the chiropractors about 10 new patients. Same thing that we're offering now to the chiropractor on the low side, that's an extra $60,000 per year for every single month that we do that on the low side. So they immediately recognized the massive transformational value of it, right? We didn't change what we were offering. We just changed who we were offering it to. And incidentally, we quadrupled our upfront fee and we tripled our monthly fee with the chiropractors, and simultaneously dramatically increased our closing ratio. So they've got to be able to immediately recognize the massive transformational value of what it is you sell. You don't change the thing, you change the who. So that's step one, an identification of good markets. Step number two, or criteria number two, I should say, is they need to be able to afford your stuff. And I know this sounds basic, but look, you're selling expensive stuff now. We're moving from information marketers to high-paid advisors. They have to be able to afford it. And I'll tell you again, this goes right back to the plumbers versus chiropractors story. Another reason why we were unsuccessful with plumbers is we found out that the plumbers we were talking to, at least on average, made around $60,000 a year. And our service cost them, on average, around $500 a month. That's what we were charging, and we were paying for their traffic. So we would net, like, you know, $300 or $200, really about $200 out of that. It was really a terrible business model now that I think about it. But anyway, we would charge them around $500 a month, which is $6,000 a year. So that's about 10% of their revenue we're asking them to spend on an annual basis. Right now, can they afford it yet? Can they easily afford it? I don't think they're going to starve from it. Is it a no-brainer to them? No, right? It's not a no-brainer. So that disqualifies them from the market. Now, when you switch from plumbers to chiropractors, in this particular example, the chiropractor's revenue was a lot higher. So to him, our fees were a pittance, and they were a no-brainer. Now, if I wanted to really take it a step further, I would have targeted cosmetic surgeons or something instead of chiropractors because their revenue is significantly higher, right? These guys make so much money, it's just stupid. So I could charge them quadruple, and they'd still think it was a bargain, and they'd still get great results. So step two, kind of obvious but often overlooked, they have to be able to easily afford it. And when you're writing that down, put a little star and then in parentheses write no-brainer. You want it to be a no-brainer decision for them. And remember, the reason we're being so vigorous about this is because you want that 33% conversion rate, right? It's really nice to close one out of three people on a multi-$1,000 offer. You make money quickly that way, and that's our goal for you. So the third piece of criteria in market selection is that they have to be likely to apply the information that you're going to give them. Now, this is of paramount importance to you in closing your sales. Here's why. There's two sides to the why here. Side number one is that for your own peace of mind and for your own business longevity, you want people who are going to apply your stuff. The reason why that's important in that context is we'll address the peace of mind first. Now, obviously, if they don't apply your stuff, then they're not going to get any results, right? You could have the greatest information ever. You could deliver it on solid gold tablets delivered by Paris Hilton herself wearing a diamond bikini, right? It could be unbelievable stuff. If they don't apply it, it's still worthless to them, right? There's nothing you can do. If they don't apply it, it's no good. So if they don't apply it, they're not going to get any results. And what happens is that will psychologically mess you up if they don't get results. It just will. Because you'll start to be like, well, is there something wrong with me? Is it my stuff? How come they're not getting results? Am I not motivating them enough to apply the stuff? What's going on? And the fact of the matter has nothing to do with you. Your stuff is probably fine. It's just they're lazy, right? They're the guy who buys the exercise equipment and puts it under the bed. Okay, I'm the guy that buys the exercise equipment and puts it under the bed, but that's neither here nor there, right? So that's reason number one. It'll psychologically start to mess with you. Reason number two is if they don't get results, they're unlikely to buy from you again. Because they will never, ever admit that it's their fault. You know, they're never going to say, well, I'm still 9,000 pounds overweight because the Stairmaster is the device that I use to hang my laundry on. No, they're going to figure out some way to blame that on the Stairmaster. They're going to say, well, the Stairmaster's too hard. That's why I don't use it. Or it squeaks, you know, or it's whatever, insert stupid reason. So they're not going to keep buying more stuff from you. And obviously, you want people to give you repeat business. That's like free money, right? So the other reason, and those are reasons you probably already know inherently, the other reason, the other side of this, is something no one has probably ever explained to you because they probably aren't weird enough to sit around and figure it out, but I am weird enough. So here's the deal. Here's why this is really, really important. Whenever we are faced with a major decision, whether it's a purchase decision, a relationship decision, anything, we will play a movie in our minds depicting the outcome of that decision. So as this pertains to you selling stuff, when you're offering something to someone. They are playing a movie in their mind of what's going to happen after they buy it. And that movie can be the results that they get. That movie can be the reaction they get from others as a result of their decision. It could be anything, but they're playing a movie. Now, the person who is not likely to apply your stuff plays a movie in her mind that is largely based on hope. And the movie goes something like this. The opening scene is they're downtrodden and nothing has ever worked before, but they get your stuff, they open it up, and lo and behold, they look at it and the golden light shines out of the box just like the golden light shined out of the briefcase in the movie Pulp Fiction. They fast forward through any actual application of your material or work, and they just fast forward through the end of the movie where, despite odds being against them, they were finally successful. They're driving off in the convertible with the girl or the guy or whoever, thumbing their nose at all who laughed at them before. And in their mind, subconsciously, at least subconsciously, they know this is a fiction movie. They know it's a fantasy, right? They know that they're unlikely to apply their stuff, and they're just hoping that by some miracle, when they open your box of stuff, or when they come to your event, or when they take part in your program, some miracle is going to occur, and things just happen to work out for them. But subconsciously, they know it's fiction, right? And the real reason they're buying it is because it makes them feel good in the moment to buy them, and they're enjoying buying the hope. And that's, you have no control over that. That's their thing. That's their shit, really. But you don't really want them as customers because they're harder to sell, right? Someone who inherently knows they're not going to get results because they're not going to apply your stuff, it's sort of hard to sell them stuff. Now, the person who is likely to apply plays a dramatically different movie in their head. The person who is likely to apply envisions themselves actually doing the stuff. So we have some of those people already. They've identified themselves, right? So Trace and Kurt are both people clearly who are likely to apply. So my guess is that when Trace and Kurt were on the phone learning about what we have to offer, they probably were playing a movie in their minds which was like, oh, okay, I could probably send a letter out to my client similar to the one that Frank sent me, and I could do this, and I could probably get some money immediately from doing that. I think I'm going to try it. Or I could use this to create a back-end offer for my customers that I've already got. I think I'm going to go ahead and try that. That might be cool. And see, what happens is when you're dealing with someone who's likely to apply and they're playing that kind of movie where they're seeing themselves getting the results, they're seeing themselves actually doing stuff, what happens is they're really pre-selling themselves. And they're already sold on the idea. So that's why it's unbelievably important to attract people who are likely to apply. And there are ways to filter these people out, incidentally. There are ways to find out who's going to be most likely to apply your stuff before you try to sell them and before you ever market to them. And we'll teach you those ways. So that is market selection criteria number 3, likely to apply. Huge star by that. Very, very important. When you sell to people who are likely to apply, they are already pre-sold, all right? Now, the 4th and final piece of criteria is really married to the first one, which was the first one, if you'll remember, was they have to immediately recognize the transformational value of what you have to sell. The 4th one is they have to be most likely to benefit the most from what you have to offer. So an example of that would go back to the thing where I was selling to small businesses. I started with plumbers. They didn't really immediately recognize the transformational value. I went to chiropractors. They did immediately recognize the transformational value, and it was working pretty good. But if I compare them to, say, cosmetic surgeons are going to prove to be a better match. And the reason why is they are most likely to benefit the most. And the reason why that's true is because the average customer, or patient, I should say, for a cosmetic surgeon is worth anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a year for them. So remember, in that example, the thing that I was delivering was 10 new patients a month, right? So if I can deliver 10 new patients a month to the person whose patient is worth $50,000, he is immediately benefiting the most, right? He is most likely to benefit the most from what I have to offer simply because every result I get him is a huge, huge result. I'm not changing my thing. I'm just changing my market. So I hope that makes sense for you. So in summary, and market selection. We want people who will immediately recognize the massive transformational value of what you have to offer. You want them to be able to easily afford your fees. You want them to be most likely to apply your information, and you want them to be most likely to benefit the most from what you have to offer right now. If you select a market based on those criteria, you can actually screw up almost everything else and still do extremely well. The good news is it's very, very easy to find these markets, unbelievably easy. And we'll teach you how to do that further on down the track in this course. Right now we're just giving an overview. All right, so now in summary, again, we have covered two of the four pillars that you have to have to make this business work well. The first pillar was you have to have something of massive transformational value to offer. The second pillar is that you have to select your market according to the criteria that we just discussed. The third pillar is you have to do proper lead generation. So the old method of generating leads was where you would essentially go to a market and you would say, free report reveals amazing stuff. Give me your contact information and I'll give it to you. And that method of lead generation worked splendidly, didn't it? I mean, I've made a fortune generating leads in that fashion. The people who taught me how to generate leads in that fashion made a fortune. I've taught people how to generate leads in that fashion, and they have done quite well, and that's wonderful. Now we've discovered a way to generate leads that's even better, which is awesome. So the way we generate leads now is we generate leads where they come to us saying the three magic words. And the three magic words are, I need help, right? And here's why this is so important. If you think about the old way of lead generation, where you basically bribe them into becoming your lead by offering them some really cool shit, what essentially is happening in their minds is they're saying, you know what, I want that cool shit, but this is probably a bait and switch, and they're probably going to try to sell me something, and that sucks, right? And that's the way it is. That's just human nature, and the reason why is because in many ways it is a bait and switch. Sure, you always give them cool stuff when they become your lead, right? Duh. But you also try to sell them something, right? You try to sell them something kind of aggressively, and you try to sell, you know, hard sell quite often and a lot of direct response stuff. And that's been going on forever. I mean, like anyone that, you know, that gets the call from their insurance agent and says, I'd like you to come in for a consultation about your insurance, they know the guys want to sell them some shit. Right? I mean, that's just normal. So they might even come in for the consultation, but they're still coming in arms folded. You know, they're like, I don't know about this. That's why in a product launch environment, we have to go through such unbelievable effort to turn the tides in our favor. So when someone becomes our lead in a product launch, you'll notice we've got to give them like 9 million, not 9 million, but probably 3 or 4 really badass pieces of content just to get them to trust us enough to buy our stuff. Right? That's a big part of the product launch process. It works great. It's just a pain in the ass. It's a lot of work. Incidentally, when you compare this model to a product launch model, I'll just give you some stats. My last product launch was List Control. I generated around 80,000 prospects on my list. From doing that launch, I had the endorsement, the ringing endorsement, of not only every top celebrity marketer in our space, but I also had the ringing endorsement of like the ultimate celebrity marketer, which was Anthony Robbins, right? He even filmed the testimonial for me. Even with all of that going on, I sold 2,000 seats to List Control. So 2,000 of my list of 80,000 is like 3%. I have like a 3% conversion rate despite all of that stuff, right? And I had affiliates offering bonuses, everything, 3% conversion. In this model, we get 33% conversion on something that costs 4 times as much as what I was selling. So the launch model is effective. This just might be a little bit more effective. Anyway, let's look at the reason why those three magic words are so important. When we generate a lead where the person comes to us and says, I need help, they are largely pre-sold in a certain way. And they don't have any of that other weirdness going on that the bait and switch mindset people have. And the reason why this is true is because think about this. Would you ever ask someone for help, ever, if you did not, on some level, believe that they could help you? Obviously, no. You're not going to go to someone who you don't think is going to help you and say, please help me. That's stupid. We just don't do it. It's the way our brains work. You know, our brains just won't let us do that. Another question. Would you ever ask someone for help if you didn't trust them? Of course not. You would never ask someone for help if you didn't trust them. like, oh, my car's broken down. Here's a sketchy looking serial killer dude in a van with no windows. Maybe I'll ask him for a ride. Hell no, you're not going to ask that dude for a ride, right? You're like, nope, I'm cool, just waiting on somebody. Move along, sir. Do not help me. Go away. Don't make me shoot you. You know, so obviously that's the way our brains work. It just is. We cannot fight that. We cannot change it. We might as well use it in our favor. So when someone asks us for help as a result of the proper lead generation methods that I'm going to share with you in this course, they are pre-sold in a sense, or in the sense that on some level they already trust us, and on some level they already believe that we can help them. Now, if you analyze the reasons why people don't buy your stuff, there are really only two reasons. The reason number one is they don't want it, and reason number two is they don't believe you. So when we generate a lead that says, I need help, please help me, when you generate the lead that says that, you are already overcoming reason number two significantly. I don't trust you, because they inherently have to trust you in order to ask you for help. So in this course, I'm going to show you a formulaic approach to generating leads that say, I need help. And it's extremely easy, and you'll get a swipe file and a template, and you can just rip me off as much as you want, as long as you just promise to do something. Because we're very, very committed to you getting results and having success with this program, because Kevin and I both believe it will change your lives and transform your lives just as much, if not more, than it has changed and transformed ours. Now, the fourth piece of criteria and the final piece of criteria that makes this whole model work that you have to have is you have to have the right type of conversion process. And this is really Kevin's expertise and where he shines. But what I have noticed, and I'll give you my little two-second summary of it, what I've noticed is that the proper conversion method involves zero pressure. It involves zero pushing. It's all about the prospect, and it's all about helping them in advance. So those are the four pieces. To summarize, you have to sell something of massive transformational value. You have to select your market based on the criteria that I gave you. You have to generate leads that say, I need help, and you have to have the high conversion conversation that Kevin is going to teach you. When you have all of these, and we walk you through every single piece of this, you have a business that can make you as much money as you want. Our goal for you when we first started this was to have everyone doing $100,000 a month as soon as possible. We quickly, upon implementing our two talents together and combining what we know into one system, we quickly realized that we made a grievous error in setting our goal for you to be so low. Our own business has already eclipsed $100,000 a week, and we're just getting started. We think you can do the same, and it is our greatest hope to get you there as soon as possible.
Great story, man.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, I sat back here. I just wish there had been a video version of it. You know, we could have got there and, you know, had you sitting in a rocking chair and rocking back and forth and telling us. It would have been awesome. No,
dude, I was in a rocking chair on the porch.
I know. I heard the birds. I actually wanted to go over a few things because in the very, as you mentioned, Frank, that I have been for about 5 years really working with a conversion process and also just being attuned to what's going on in the part of the other party, the person that's buying from you, the client that you have on the other end, the prospective client you have on the other end. And I was literally setting and absorbing this story and call from the part of hopefully, you know, the part of you guys who are listening. And as I heard some of those first things when Frank talked about that you guys need something of massive transformational value and, you know, all of the pillars that you needed, some of you might be saying, well, you know, I don't know for sure that I have this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is why you invested in yourselves in this program, because this program is not going to work if you already know all of this only, but it's going to work because we're going to teach you and literally walk you through in a very simple manner that each of these things. And so, you know, Frank just talked about the four pillars of success, and I'm going to just walk you guys through in just the next couple of minutes, because we're at the top of the hour, walk you guys through precisely what we're going to teach you and how it's going to impact you the rest of the way through and what you can do now before our Q&A call on Tuesday to start putting some things into action, get some results, and also generate some questions so that we can get some things started. Number one is you don't need to add anything to what we're going to teach you. Adding things that do not really improve your process, and this process is, as stated, complete. And so adding things just dilutes the effectiveness and could tend to start making the results go the other way. So essentially, you're going to need five things before this course is over. Fortunately, we're going to, in a very simple manner, teach those to you. The first of those is an offer that lets somebody understand what they're missing out on if they don't take advantage of it. For instance, the massive transformational value. You're going to need that offer, and that offer is going to sell, not potentially, but that offer is going to sell for between $5,000 and $10,000. We found a sweet spot for about $8,000 that we've done. The best way to model things are to model them. Then if you want to revise them after you've proven that they can work following the model precisely. The next thing that you're going to need, which we're going to teach you in just a matter of a few weeks, is how to have a conversion conversation that results in that multi-$1,000 offer, having someone say yes or something other than yes to you within an hour to an hour and a half. One call, no follow-ups, no multiple calls, one call. The next thing that you're going to need is once you have an offer and you know how to convert that call, you're going to need to know how to start putting leads into that system and doing it in the method that Dr. Kern just spoke about. Not a ton of leads. Those of you who've always worried about, well, I don't have a big list. Most of this that we've done has been generated with just a few hundred people, and some of those, the qualification of those, we've continued to try to reduce so that we can absolutely model something that you can do. So we're not just using, in many cases, we're attempting not to use our celebrity to generate sales. And why would we do that? Well, for two reasons. One, so we can demonstrate success to you. Number two is so that we can have a sustainable model. There's only so much, you know, as Frank talked about, we're growing. We've grown past the 100,000 a week model mark. We're trying to grow to the, or working to grow to, scaling up to grow to the $1 million a month mark. And as we're doing that, the goal here is to have that not be from our celebrity, because that'd be an awful lot of celebrity, an awful lot of responsibility. I've never done that, and Frank's working desperately to never do it again. And so it's so much not a necessary ingredient, and it's not even one that we have enough of to sustain for the long term. So we've got to find some way to sell without the personal celebrity. So an offer that sells for $5,000, hint, hint, $8,000, a conversion model that converts that offer 1 in 3 to 1 in 5 people in an hour to an hour and a half. Lead generation that fills your $1 million plan, which we'll talk about, and it's in the grounding material. Your lead gen is going to need to generate the number of qualified leads that you need, just multiplied by your selling price, the price of the number of sales you need to hit your monthly number, times the conversion rate that you have. That's how many leads that you're going to need, a qualified leads for strategy sessions. Then we're going to teach you some magic that we promise you in this course about how to double this revenue using some leverage points, one of those being an upsell. And then probably less important for your money, but terribly important for sustaining money and absolutely essential for your sanity, is I'm going to teach you something about leveraging your service delivery so that you don't end up feeling like you have to promise more and more and more and more and more to charge these high fees, because that could be literally the end of you. If you start promising people lots of one-on-one work for high fees, then it's not that long before you sell yourself out of business. And so I'm going to teach you how precisely not to have that happen in your business, so that you can find a way to create this massive transformational value, create it predictably, create it repeatedly, but create it without the need to offer up more and more and more of yourself in a one-on-one basis. And so that's precisely what we're going to teach you that's going to fulfill all those four pillars that, Frank just spoke so cool about that you need. Over the next few weeks, this is what we're going to share with you. So if you have any questions at all, I want you to post those in the forum. If you have any issues getting into the forum, reach out to Rachel at support@onemanmillions.com. That's with the number one, support@onemanmillions.com. Or most of you have Rachel's phone number, and it's right there on the members area. But that's you can reach her in the office or reach out to her via email and just if you have any issues posting in the forum, post your questions in the forum. On Tuesday, we have an open Q&A. Now, just like this call has been 100% content flowing towards you for you to take action on, Tuesday's call is going to be for you guys to get feedback on how to make this work for you. I'll go over this again on Tuesday, but I just want to give you some ideas so you can be prepped for an awesome Q&A call. There's a number of you. We're going to take as much time as is possible for you to ask all of your questions. We do have as much time as possible to answer all of the questions that you have. We don't have the time to answer all the questions and hear the stories leading up to the questions. I know you guys have amazing stories. We'd love to see those in the forum to get the backstory. But really powerful questions, and if you learn to be succinct in your receipt of training, you can learn to be succinct in your delivery of training, and this applies to that LSD, leveraging your service delivery, making sure your time is efficient. So as you're prepping your questions, I'd recommend you write those out before the call and even post those because we're going to be taking the questions that are posted in the forum first on our Q&A call because those are the ones that we're going to have time to take and review and get the best answers and make sure that we get an answer that's not only beneficial for you personally but that applies to the group as a whole. And so, you know, that's going to give you your absolute best responses is when you post in the forum. And we're going to definitely watch that. And so I would work to post in the forum, if at all possible, by Monday noon. That gives you all the rest of this week. It gives you all weekend. Post in the forum by Monday noon each time because Frank and I will then review those so that we can have some great, great answers for you. And then we'll take the balance of the questions that are posted. So the most important thing, as we've shared on this call, is taking imperfect action at every step. This course doesn't begin to serve you at the end of the course where you just start taking action. It's serving you right now. So what I heartily recommend that you guys do, in fact, even almost stress that you do, is listen to the portion on rapid selling, listen to the portion on crafting your offer, and decide something to offer and offer it now. You can always revise that offer. Create an offer right now and go make it to some people. Collect yourself some money and look at how simple it is. It isn't necessarily say it's easy. Sometimes these things aren't easy. It takes a little bit of guts and courage to overcome your fears and actually do stuff, but it's really, really simple. And so I encourage you between now and Tuesday to take massive, decisive action. Post your questions in a forum. We're so grateful to have you guys here and can't wait to see you guys on the Q&A call on Tuesday. You got anything else to add, Dr. Kern?
I don't reckon I do. I'm real glad that everyone has decided to join us. I agree very wholeheartedly with Kevin. Go out there and really especially go through the offer creation worksheet that we've provided in the members area because if you remember, step one is thing of massive transformational value. And I know a lot of you already are sort of in that world and have a lot of massively transformative stuff to offer, and that's great, and you should still do the worksheet anyway because chances are you'll determine how to make your stuff even cooler and even more of a no-brainer for your future customers that you attract using the methods that we're going to be walking you through. So action. The key to this whole thing is action. Information does not make you money. Action does. So start taking some, and if you have any questions for us, throw them at us, and we'll answer them for you on Tuesday.
Sounds awesome, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Take care.
Bye, y'all.